In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God. Amen.
Today is the second Sunday of the third Coptic month. And as we heard last week, we hear this week again, the church, because in Egypt it is the season of planting or the season of sowing, we have readings where we can learn from nature and from what the farmers do in agriculture. As the Lord told us, last week, the same gospel was read from St. Luke's, and this week it's read from St. Matthew about the very famous parable that you all know about the sower who went to sow. And before we get into the story and what the Lord said, we have to realize that the Lord concluded it with a line that he has said in other places, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And this is kind of to emphasize, of course, every word the Lord says is important, but if he says to you at the very end, hey, pay attention, that's effectively what he who has ears to hear, let him hear. We all have ears. He's saying, if your ear's working properly, hear what I just said and learn from it. There's another place where the Lord says, truly, truly, or verily, verily, I say to you. Those things, when we see them, we should pay more close attention and emphasis on what the Lord is trying to remind us or warn us about. We'll come back to this in a minute. But first, agriculture. Has anyone planted any vegetables in their backyard? These days, we have it kind of easy. We have packets like this. If you want to plant tomatoes, you get one of these from Canadian Tire. You plant your tomatoes. If you plant cucumbers, you plant cucumbers. And the Lord, in this example, he's using a parable. He's using something physical to convey to us something which is deeper spiritual meaning. So, of course, we know the real farmers in the season of sowing, they go and plant seeds. Then there's another season that comes later at the end, which is called harvesting. They planted the seed not just because they want to have fun and have some exercise. They plant the seed because they're expecting to reap what? What's the point of planting the seeds? They want to reap leaves? No, the fruit. They want to reap fruit. The leaves are fine, but they want to reap fruit at the end. So if they plant the seed, and this is good seed they're planting, they plant the seed and they don't get fruit, then there's a problem. Now here we know that the seed that the Lord is planting is a spiritual seed that he's planting in my heart and in each of our hearts. So he's telling us he's planting something in our hearts. And he's expecting to reap what? He didn't leave us to guess in case some people were not sure what kind of fruit. He told us through the mouth of St. Paul in Galatians that the fruit that he's trying to harvest after this whole process is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So if he planted the seed and we don't get those nine fruits, or we get, you know, one of the nine or even eight of the nine, or we get 10% of each of the nine, then there's a problem here. The problem is not with the seed, because it's his seed. His seed is his word. The word of God, he's implanting into each of our hearts. And he is actually giving it all the proper conditions in order to bring forth good fruit. He waters us with his Holy Spirit. He, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, is called the Son of S-U-N of righteousness. So not only he's the Son of God, S-O-N, but he's the Son of Righteousness. So he gave us the conditions needed, the watering, the sunlight, his own true source of light, and all the conditions in order for us to grow. So if there's a problem with the growth, it's not a problem with the seed, and it's not a problem with the conditions. It's a problem with the how ready is the land to bring forth fruit. And the land, like we said, is our heart. So if he planted the good seed in my heart, he gave me his word. Then there's three types of reasons he gave in this parable why, unfortunately, my heart might be fruitless. But before we get down on ourselves, there's also three types of good lands that are fruitful. So God willing, each of us is fruitful, but we go through different stages of our life. Some stages are more fruitful than others, and we have to be careful. If we're not bearing forth the love, the joy, the peace, then there might be some problem, and we have to self-examine to see what the problem must be in our life. So now we're talking about the sowing. What does sowing mean? Sowing means planting the seeds. But at the end, he's going to harvest as well. He's going to not just plant the seed just like the farmer. He doesn't just plant the seed and that's the end of the story. The whole point of planting the seed is he's expecting to reap the fruits. So it's always important to remember that there's reaping or harvesting of fruits, and that's the whole reason the seeds are being planted. The first type of fruitless land was what's called the wayside. Wayside is the way where people step. If you step on the soil, many thousands of people walk over it, then it's become hardened, right? So if I harden my heart, then the seed's not going to be able to penetrate through my heart. That's why I need a soft heart that's able to be molded by the Lord. I don't want to be stubborn in my ways and refusing to let the seed go in. So that, I don't think anyone here is like that type of land, so we won't focus too much on that. But the problem with that type of land is because there's no depth, when I pour the seed on that land, the seed doesn't go into the ground. The seed doesn't go into my heart. So it's very easy for the birds of the air. And in this example, birds of the air here is not a good thing. These birds of the air are like devils. The devils are coming, and the seed just barely entered in one ear, out the other. So here I can't say that I did what the Lord said. The Lord said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." But here I didn't even let the word of God enter. I refuse to listen, I refuse to read, I refuse to allow the Word of God to have any effect in my life. So that's by the wayside. Like I said, God willing, we are not like the land which is by the wayside. There's another type of land which is on rocks. The land is full of rocks. Has anyone planted stuff in their backyard where it's just full of rocks? And something amazing happens that it's kind of counterintuitive. When you plant something in a land that's full of rocks, you would expect it to be fruitless. And in fact, it is fruitless, but right away, typically, the plants will shoot up because they have no depth. So they have nowhere to go to get rooted in the earth. And here, rocks, by the way, we refer to our Lord as our rock, the rock of salvation. But these rocks are not good rocks, okay? These are rocks that are not the same as the rock of Christ. These are rocks that are preventing my growth. And even worse than that, they are, we could say, deceitful in the way that they trick me and make me think that I'm bearing forth fruit quickly because things spring up quickly. But unfortunately, once the troubles come and the tribulations and the heat of the day, I'm not rooted, okay? I'm not grounded in the Lord himself who is the true rock. I'm not getting the nourishment that I need from him. So I wither away, okay? So we don't want this kind of land either, because this kind of land is the kind where, you know, I hear, say, Abuna gives me some advice, or I read something, someone sends me a verse on my phone, or I do some spiritual reading, I read a book, and I get all excited, but that only lasts an hour, maybe a day, maybe a week. And then when things get really tough, you know, I run into a scenario, I'm accustomed to a group of friends, and they want to do something, and wait a minute, that's contrary to what I read. But I had no depth, so it's easy for me to get uprooted and to just fall by the wayside like that first land, or to be blown about by any kind of strange foreign wind that comes my way. But we don't want to be like the wayside. We don't want to be like the land which is full of rocks that prevent the true growth. Okay, so we want to be like the land that bears either 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. So then we have to take care about the third type that the Lord talked to us about, which is many of us, unfortunately, in this day and age, accept the Word of God and take it in, but we also have a whole bunch of things that are going on in our lives and in our minds, and the Lord summarizes them in three categories: cares, riches, and pleasures. Cares, riches, and pleasures of this world. It's fine to care about my salvation, my eternity, my life with him. It's fine to want to have treasure with the Lord in heaven. It's fine to enjoy my time, to have pleasure with the Lord. It's actually fine to enjoy the pleasures that the Lord gives me in this life. He wants us to eat. He wants us to drink. He wants us to have enough rest. He wants us, for some of us, to live a holy life in marriage. There's nothing wrong with those things, but it has to be according to his will, his plan for me individually. If I take it upon myself to worry about this world, which is only going to last me maybe 150 years at most, but If I worry about those 150 years and ignore the billion, trillion years to come, then, you know, it's not a very wise thing for me to do. That's why he again says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He also gives us a warning, okay, because sometimes we don't always hear as well as we ought to. The Lord gave us a warning at the very first verse that was read in Hebrews today, Hebrews 6:7. For the earth which drinks in the rain that comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessing from God. So far so good. He's saying, you know, if you bring forth good food, receive blessing for God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, and so on. So the Lord is in many places warning us that you bear fruit, that's great. You don't bear fruit, the end is clear. He's not mincing his words about what the end would be if we refuse to bear fruit. And I say if we refuse to bear fruit, because like we said, he's given us the good seed. He's giving us the good conditions for growth. It's my will to choose to bear forth fruit or not. So back to the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. If we are too worried about this life, then we have a simple solution. Just pray to him. We all come here because we trust in the Lord God. None of us does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his ability. But sometimes we get too distracted with life that we fall away from talking to him. So then I depend on my own abilities, my own circle of friends, my own influence, and I forget that I can talk directly to the Maker who made me and made everyone else and the conditions around me. So if we're too preoccupied with the cares of life, the simple medicine that the Lord has given us is prayer. If I have been blessed with riches, or I am unfortunate to be poor in this world, in either case, it's still wrong to focus on the riches of this world. In the one case, if I'm blessed with riches and I'm just hoarding all the Lord's blessings to myself, then obviously this is not good. And in that case, the Lord calls us to give. Now, I'm not speaking specifically about any form of riches, but it could be you're blessed with time. You could be blessed with good health. You could have a lot of energy. You could have a lot of abilities. You could have social influence. You could have monetary wealth. So if you have any of those, but you're just using them internally, then that's not what the Lord gave you all those things to do. If you're also missing any of those things, and instead of being thankful for what he has given you, because the Lord gives to each of us what we need. There's none of us that can say we're missing anything. If he holds back something, then it's based on his judgment that it is for my good that he's holding this back. So I can't say to the Lord, Lord, I asked for a Ferrari and you gave me an Acadian or whatever. Then maybe if I took the Ferrari, I'm going to get in a car accident, God forbid. So he prevented me from that by his wisdom. Just a simple example, but you apply it in any needs. If you ask for something and the Lord doesn't answer you, don't just go pouting and assume that the Lord didn't hear your request. The Lord heard your request and he knows what's good for you. So that's on riches. And on pleasures, of course, like we said, no one is saying we're going to be like down and we're not going to eat and we're going to, you know, fast around the clock more than the church asks. But the church puts together certain fasts to help us self-control. And if we ignore those fasts, then we come later and we find that we're falling into various sins of impurity, then it's us who are not bearing the fruit of self-control because we're not doing the spiritual exercise that the Lord gave us in order to self-control. So it's my decision at the end whether I bear forth fruit or not. But God willing, through his grace and the prayers of the four incorporeal creatures whose images before us here, the four ministers who are always interceding on our behalf and on behalf of all creation, may we all bear forth fruit 100-fold, 60 or 30. Glory be to God forever.
Oh, We believe in one God, God the Father, Panto Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten our created, one us with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us in Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to judge the living and dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, so worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize into the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection.